We'll read West tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Acts, the 8th chapter. I believe it is. 8th chapter in the book of Acts. We're going to start with the first verse. Fairly familiar scripture, I know, but seemingly it's what we've got tonight. Says, and Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and haling men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. They, when they had testified, preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. He arose and went, and behold, a man of the Ethiopian, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for the worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter to you tonight. It's a wonderful chapter, and there's a lot of things in this as well as there are others tonight. And I don't know altogether what we might do or say, if we do anything, be honest with you, but we've got a little thought about some of this scripture. The Bible says here, and as it begins in the 8th chapter, it says, And Paul was consenting unto his death, talking about that of Stephen. You go back in the 7th chapter and you'll find that where Stephen, brethren, had been in touch with the council and the Sanhedrin court and all such as that, and he didn't fare too well with them. But he preached unto them Jesus. He gave them the word. A lot of things he gave them they didn't want to hear and did not like. But in this chapter 8, I can't help but to go back just a little bit. In that of the book of Acts, and it, the church was beginning to form. Things were beginning to happen. And I don't know, just to be honest with you, altogether, all that we've got tonight, but I'd like to stay with this, if the Lord being our helper. Brethren, about Simon. The Bible says that this Simon, my friend, was a great man in the people's eyes. He had long time bewitched them according to his sorceries. And the Bible says that he had a lot of respect out of the people, my friend, because they looked at him as having the great power of God. And the Bible says that here come Philip. And Philip began to preach unto them Jesus. He preached unto them the word. And the Bible says that many began to believe. They believed Philip of the preaching of Christ. Now the Bible also says that Simon believed. And once he believed, my friend, he is baptized. According to what the scripture says, and he followed Philip. And it says that he wondered about these things, and he in other words, he followed for the things of which he saw. The miracles and all the things that Philip had done. Now Philip come to Jerusalem and Simon was with him. And the Bible says that they sent Peter and John out unto all these that had believed. And the Bible also says that they laid hands upon them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Now these things happened, my friend, and they was put in place by that of the new church. I can preach that. The new church. Brethren, the new belief of the Lord Jesus Christ. But brethren, just because they believed and were baptized, brethren, they didn't have all that it took. No, it didn't. A lot of things going on. Paul, it said here, he went on, made havoc of the church, putting men and women both in prison. Brethren, the church was on the move, and you had Saul, my friend, making havoc of the church. Brethren, there's never been a time, and I believe this, that brethren, the church gets on the move, there's always somebody around, my friend, to try to put her down. Yes, they are. Even in this day, there's a lot of things that goes on. I thought, and I'm not going to put all the men, my friend, in the category with Simon, but I'm persuaded, and very much persuaded, there's hundreds and hundreds of men just like Simon. Just like him. Brethren, they have not, thank God, the Holy Ghost of God. If they did, they'd change their ways of doing. You might think tonight that I've lost my mind, and I've said this several times prior to our revival and in our revival. My friend, you'll not get anywhere without
the Holy Ghost of God. When it comes to the church, brethren, the power of God ain't bought with money. Thank God, and it ain't conjured up. My. No, it's not. I've seen folks round about. My, you say, preacher, you eat a bad worm today? Not a bit. Thank God, these folks, my friend, that's bewitching people. Yes, sir. Brethren, they're doing things, my friend, contrary to what the Word teaches tonight. Now, you might say, preacher, I'm not guilty, and I don't know anybody in this house that's guilty. Well, all I can tell you, you'll have to talk to the Lord about that. It's what I got. I can't help it. I really can't. I'll just be honest with you. There's a lot of people, my friend, that does not realize what it takes to have a relationship with God. Just because they believe in Jesus. You hear me? Hear me? You might not like what I'm fixing to say. I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, except they have a relationship, being born again of the blood of Jesus, of the Holy Ghost. Thank God they're not of His tonight. No, they're not. Just because you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's what he asked him here. And that's exactly what Simon said. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He believed that, folks. Can I tell you something? I do not remember a time in my life that I didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of Christ. Son of God. No, sir. I can't remember a time in my life. I went down, my friend, and took a preacher by the hand, and he asked me one question. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Yes, I believe. I remember it. Jeff, brethren, they baptized me. I can talk about me. Yes, sir. But going back, even before I done that, my friend, I believe that Jesus was the Son of God. I believe that. That's what they believed. Was it not? That's what they believed. Why did they send Peter and John out? And why did the Scripture say that the Holy Ghost had not fell upon any of them? It come down on the day of Pentecost. Folks, it was poured out upon all flesh according to the Word of God. But brethren, they were some that wasn't present. Wasn't there? How can you participate when you ain't there? Yeah. Woo! You can't. You can't. Thank God you gotta be present. Woo! Bible said, my friend, that Peter and John went out. And they did. They laid hands upon them. That they might receive the Holy Ghost after they had believed. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that's hard for me to understand. The whole book of Acts is about that. The whole book. We're in the 8th chapter. If I'm not mistaken, Paul run across some in the 19th chapter. He asked them the question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And you know what their answer was? Amen. Hadn't even heard that they'd be a Holy Ghost. They, some folks, I'm not your judge, but I don't mind preaching. I really don't. I don't mind preaching you this. My friend, there's a lot of folks that the only part they have in all this is that they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's all they believe. Brethren, and they'll tell you they believe. I'm going to be quite frank with you. Now you say, preacher, you're judging. Call me what you want to. It really don't matter. Brethren, there's a lot of folks that's believed and they ain't never thought God had the relationship with him. No, sir. You know what Peter told Simon? He said, you perish with your money. He said, we need to pray. That's what he said. He said, you're going to perish with the wickedness, with your own wickedness. Preacher, he is just baptized. Yes, but glory to God, he didn't have what it took. Preacher, you get in trouble preaching this. I'm going to be honest with you. It's the reason that we're in such a trouble we're in. Yes, sir. It's the reason. Brethren, it does not matter to me. You say, preacher, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. My friend, go back. Just go back and think about it. You've probably always believed that. For the most part. Did we not? Most of us. Most every one of us. Believe that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You just may not agree with it, and I don't even know why it's come up. I'm just going to have to give you all I can. Most of it's about me. My friend and I sitting on that bench, and they'd give an invitation call. I felt like going. I'd sit there long, many a time. Never did feel like going. But I felt like going. Yes, sir. But you know, that part, I didn't get no further than Simon. Do you know it? Preacher, you're really going to get in trouble. It doesn't really matter. Brethren, that's what happened on this occasion. It's what happened to Simon. Brethren, he believed, and he was baptized, but he didn't yet have the Holy Ghost. In this particular instance, it plainly says, I've done repeated it, it has not yet failed. It hadn't yet come. Preacher, the day of Pentecost had come. Yes, it had. But they wasn't all there to hear it. Philip wound up in a place down there to where, thank God, they hadn't heard. Yes, sir. And he preached to them. And they believed. I don't know if you know any missionaries or not, or any Gideons as far as that goes. My friend, they'll go in over Africa and all these countries. Brethren, and them people are starving to death. Starving to death to hear the Word of God. And the truth of it is, my friend, there's a lot of people in these places. They don't, what I can understand, and the men that I know that's been, my friend, personally, there's somebody over there trying to have a Bible and worship. And they can't get no Bibles. And if the authorities find out they got them, they'll burn them. For the most part. But they ain't got many teachers. They don't have the means, my friend, that we have. Brother Greg Bowen had went to Africa in one of those places that it wasn't safe to travel. And they didn't want him by himself. They wouldn't let him be by himself. And even one night, my friend, where he was staying, they come in and they gathered everybody out. And they had him in a back room. His life perils. He said, he told me how many hundreds of Bibles he had took over there, and the ministers of that day, my friend, be sure that their people was there. Some of them had to travel for days to get there. He said, it's amazing, my friend, when you open up the curtains, my friend, and how many people want a Bible? Huh? Old and young alike. He said, you don't never carry enough. He said, they've lied. He said, you can't see the line, the end of it. They're all over. This one day, just to get a hold of the Word of God. Listen, listen to me. Now, hey, some things I'm not afraid to say. And I know it to be the truth. Brethren, it's all I know to tell you. Folks, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are at the same spot that Simon was in this scripture. Same spot. They believe. Let's read them. Let's read them. Romans, let's read them. They call it the Roman Road. I've said this before, and I said it, my friend, real seriously, because it's the truth. My friend, it takes a little more than repeating Scripture. I can't help it. It takes a little more, my friend, than them believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Preacher, you're adding to it. What am I adding? What am I adding? Why did Peter and John go down there to Samaria? Yes, sir. And preach to them and lay hands on them. Why? That they might receive the Holy Ghost tonight. You say, preacher, that you're in Church of God of Prophecy and all such as that. You can call me what you want to. It does not matter. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I'm not talking about what happens in mine and your day. God will absolutely pour out the Holy Spirit all over you, but you got to believe it tonight. Will he not? He told his own disciples, he said, I pray the Father that when I leave here, that he'll send you a comforter. Why? Why, Darrell? Yes. Yes. Thank God. We can't redeem ourselves. Repeat after me. Thank God you'll wind up in hell tonight. Preacher, you ought not preach that and you ought not say that. I understand, my friend, when they come back from those missionary journeys about how many people they say that were saved. I understand that. But I am fully persuaded, Danny, my friend, that they're at the same spot that Simon is in this book. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, well, they had good success. They had good success for what they done. They had good outcome for what they done. I'm going to tell you something right now. My friend, men don't have the power for you to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. You say, preacher, Peter and John did. Special. Specifics. You get in it. What was they trying to teach? What was Paul trying to teach? What did Peter say when he wrote? He said he is begotten by the Word of God tonight. Brethren, Peter was useless until the Spirit of God fell upon him. Was he not? I believe he loved the Lord with all his heart. All he could. I believe when he spoke to the Lord, Lord, I loved you. You know I loved you. Brethren, he loved him with everything that was within him. But I got news for you. On that day of Pentecost, there was 120 in the upper room. Peter was there. Was he not? He was there. Because they had not received the Holy Ghost. Brother, the book of Acts, it says the Acts of the Apostles. And really it ought to say the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Because that's what was given. That's what they had to go out and spread. Yes, sir. Them that believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, they had to have the Holy Ghost, my friend. I'm not out of the book. I'm not out of the way. It saddens my heart in some ways. It really does. Preacher, we had 100 saved. Well, you had 100 that said they believed Jesus was the Son of God. Let's just face it. Huh? Yes, sir. Preacher, why are you getting on to? I ain't getting on to. I'm going to tell you like I tell Kathy. I'm not getting on to you. She thinks I am a lot. I said, honey, I ain't getting on to you. Sure sounds like it. I can't help how it sounds tonight. I know, you say, preacher, we're the cream of the crop. And here you are just getting all over us. I want you to know there's a difference. Brethren, you just believe him that Jesus is the Son of God and be aboard again tonight. There's a difference. Is there not? Brethren, just talk to Philip. Philip preached unto them and they believed. Preacher, I don't understand a lot about this book. Well, join the crowd. You know what I've come to the conclusion? The more I read that, my friend, the less I know. Or less I thought I knowed, or whatever, however you want to phrase it. But that's what happens to me. The more I read it, my friend, I find out that I know less and less. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm just as honest as I can be. My friend, Tosser, you fixing to be baptized? I'm just, just going to say it. Only way I know to do it. My friend, you need to think that you're going to have any special favors. You say, preacher, she going to have things that she can do that she couldn't do. You need to think, Tasha, that you're going to have some special favors. You won't know the real truth. You won't know the real truth about the church covenant. My friend, it lays some responsibility on you. Preacher, she won't be baptized and you get finished. That'll be all right. She needs to know. Ain't that what we say? Ain't that what we talk about that church covenant? We talk about it. 90% of us, my friend, don't do very much with it. Yes, sir. We read it every now and again. We got it right here. We're going to give you one. If you ain't already got one, you can come up here and get one, but we'll give you one anyway. It's on there. If you'll flip it over, the Articles of Faith is on the other side. Preacher, you trying to get rid of her? Not a bit. Not a bit. You ain't joining the country club. Ain't no social club. It ain't the Elks Lodge, and it ain't this club and that club. It ain't done it. And it does not operate as one. Not the real body. Those things are organizations. And a lot of those do good things. I'm not saying anything about that. But I'm going to tell you something. You can join all of them you want to. You'll die and go to hell. Huh? Preacher, you're awful bold tonight. Except ye be born again. Ain't that what he told Nicodemus? I hope and believe that you'll be a good member. Make us a good one. Old Buck Baker down at Plainview, he'd pray his prayer. When he prayed, he'd pray his prayer. Lord, send us some willing workers. Glory! Willing workers. We need some. We need some. Mountain View, you need some. Preacher, we getting the job done. You saying we ain't. There you go again. I ain't getting on to you. But the truth of it is, real truth of it is, brother, you take that covenant serious. Because that's exactly what you're coming under.
Whether anybody wants it in force or not. True. But there's a reason we got it hanging up there. I walked in a place of business the other day. And I listened. I got to looking around and I looked over there and this fellow on his desk, he had 10 commandments. That ain't all he had. He had a couple other things that was Christian articles, I guess. And I asked him. I couldn't help myself. I asked him. I said, what does them 10 commandments mean to you? Huh? He told me. He said, I don't know about you, but he said, I got them there because I believe them. He said, and that ain't all. He said, I practice them. I said, thank you, Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? Yes, sir. Why, preacher, you can't do business in a place like that. Why can't you? This is on Front Row. He wasn't in a corner. You had to pass by his desk more than once when you went out and waited and when you come back. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord. They'll do to live by. They will. If you'll apply them. I know what the New Testament says. You don't have to. I know what it says. And I'll promise you one thing. You keep them that's in the new. Them too. Them too. Brethren, you'll cover that. Won't you? Like a blanket. Yes, you will. I know tonight. I know I might have been a little scared. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a world full of people that says they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. There's a world full. My question, my friend, will be tonight, is that all you need? According to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. You go and read it. That's a message. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that went through my heart and my mind this afternoon. There's a lot of things that I'm honest. I'm just as honest as I can be. My preacher, you know that scripture. I got news for you. I'm finding out that I know less and less. I am. There's some things, and I'll just be plain with you, if you're wondering, folks. I might not know much, but I'll tell you one thing. What I do know, it's right there. You see that book? It's pretty thick. That's a heavy book. It is. You don't believe it? You care to what? But it's heavy. And it's thick, and there's a lot of nonsense in it. Ain't many folks tell you that. It's a Thompson Chain Bible. The Thompson Chain reference is pretty good to go by, for the most part. But if you're going to just run his reference, my friend, you're going to wind up probably in the wrong direction. Now, ain't many folks tell you that either. But I carry it because I've got used to it. First Bible that I ever started with. I've got one. When they ordained me, it's got my name on it. It's got the date they ordained me, and it's still in the box. Brand spanking new. Still got the price on it. $37.98. It's Thompson Chain.
But the words in that Bible, when you go to look up Scripture, how I look up Scripture, is different than this one. I've had to learn over. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, it's a different edition. Same word, reads the same. But Scripture that I think's right there, it ain't theirs. It's throwed me off. You know what's really made me do? Really made me read more. Couldn't find what I was looking for. It ain't over. It might be on the next page, in that other one. Seriously. But the one that I've got, and I've never carried it, it's still in the box. I've wondered a lot of times, what am I going to do? I done give the girls theirs. What am I going to do? Then I thought, well, I'll just drag it out. It's sitting there, brand new. Really ain't no good to a lot of folks got my name on it. Can I tell you something? I'm just talking. Can't help it, I'm just talking. But I got one in my home, my friend, that a good brother give me. He said, use it when you can. Ain't no longer with us. Got his name on it. I don't tote it around. It's got his name on it. I'm honest. But I have looked in it. You know what? You know what I found, Mike? It reads just like that one. Huh? It does. Reads just like it. What I started to tell you, my friend, is this. You won't know what I know? It come out of there. I can faithfully and honestly tell you that. I can. I've got books. I got books in my study. They're books. They're written by different men. I have read, I won't lie to you, I have read some out of some of them. You know what I find out about all men? I don't care what the theologian is. You know what I find out? The questions I have, they never have the answers. You won't know why I don't read much in them. That's one reason. I don't get a whole lot. Huh? But you know what I find? I find that, don't get me wrong. I'm honest. Don't get me wrong. Don't do it like me. I done got too old to change. There's no reason that I need to change my ways of doing when it comes to this. Because you know what? When somebody questions me about something and I start telling them what I think, my friend, I don't want it to be your thoughts. Just honestly. I don't want it to be. But I'm going to be honest with you also. I'm just like everybody else. I've heard things preached all my life since I was 15 years old. I've heard things preached, my friend, that's impressed. Yes, sir. It's right in there if you got one. Yes, sir. And you know what, Daryl? You can't take it out. It's in there. You know where mine and your problem sometime is? It's in there. And even though we read a little bit different and believe a little bit different, it's in there. You hear me? It's in there. I've heard it. 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 You can't get it out. You can't erase it. There ain't no whiteout. Necessary. You can block it. You can put the block on it, my friend, and it don't last. It still comes. But I'd like to be, my friend, when I come to preaching, and when I come, my friend, to talking about this right here, I'd like for it to come from here. Amen. You hear me? Yes. From here. When it comes from there, believe it or not, it's what's written here. Preacher, I don't know about that. You just lost your mind tonight. No, I hadn't. Folks is going to have to get past, my friend, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They're going to have to get past that. I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just telling you what I see. Brethren, and that's where a multitude of our people live. I believe. Simon believed, did he not? Brother Peter told him, he said, you're wrong. He told him straight out. He said, you're not right with God. But he believed that Jesus was the Son of God. How could he not be right with God? There's something else. That's what Peter wanted to let them know. When Peter finished, the Bible said they went back to Jerusalem. Did they not? I appreciate your attention. I do. I appreciate you being here. I do. I'm going to tell you something else. I'm glad to be here. I really am. I'm glad I came. Ain't you? That's the message.